Hey, what's poppin'?
Whoa!
Welcome to
White People Be Like,
an episode of White People Be Like.
They do be like that.
They really do. It's Cat in the Hat and Thing One here.
Thing Two, I don't know where he's at.
I think he's in the shower.
Who knows? Who cares?
Content value at its finest, am I right, guys?
Yes, sir.
Come on. I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
We're still in a shed.
Yeah, no, the shed's our new office.
Dude. Exactly,
like,
bro.
Y'all will be hearing us from the shed from now on.
Yeah.
So we don't have to get as close to the phone as possible, because it's, like, loud, you know?
Yeah. So, I'm going to talk about our shed plan.
Oh, yeah, shed plan. No, wait. Or we could...
Yeah. So, I had a plan that we bought 8 sheds and connected them all into one giant house.
Or we just buy a barn, dude. Like, we just bought a big barn.
I don't know.
They cost, big barns cost like $15,000.
I mean, yeah, but like...
I'm down for the barn.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, who really does know?
Not me. Yeah. So, and then we'd interconnect the sheds, and then place a shed on top of each other. And, yeah.
Let's talk about our dream house, dude.
Bro, our dream house, not gonna lie.
Looking kind of fresh, though. So, basically, we want to move to Florida, because California is just way too expensive.
Way expensive.
And, our dream house is going to be beachfront. It's going to be 2 or 3 stories tall.
Yep.
A big living room and a kitchen. We need at least like 5 3 bedrooms.
Yeah.
And like 4 bathrooms.
And a huge living room.
Yeah, a huge living room.
Big. So you know like the living rooms that over, like the stairwells that overlook the living rooms?
Yes.
Like one of those.
Please.
Like, that's like...
We've actually found a few houses that are like that.
Yeah. And they look hella nice. We found one for $125,000. That was like...
It wasn't beachfront, but...
It wasn't beachfront. It was like 2,000 acres. Not acres. 2,000 feet.
Yeah, 2,550 square feet. Which like, is kind of lit, though, not gonna lie. Kind of vibing with that.
I vibe with that number.
I found one mansion that was like $800,000. Like, that's cheap for a mansion. And it was like 5,000 square feet.
Yeah.
It was crazy, dude.
Not 500,000.
I found a $22 million mansion that the payment per month is like $116,000.
Damn.
I just pooped my pants then.
Literally.
Yes, literally
pooped my pants. He has to go clean it up now. After the episode, but...
Yeah. Miles has to stick with the stink.
Yeah.
What the heck's that? Birds are on top of the shed, dude.
Birds.
Oh, I like birds.
Dude, birds
can kind
of... Birds!
Birds, though.
I don't like birds in the way you like birds, though. I like birds, though.
You know, I like birds.
You like horse too, but...
I like a lot of things.
You like food?
Huh?
You like food?
Yeah, I do like food. If y'all could see this office, dude, it's kind of...
It's not even an office!
Well, it's like a studio.
Not really. It's a shed.
It's a shed?
Imagine a shed with lawn chairs. That's what we're working with.
A shed with lawn chairs and a bunch of... canoes and like tables and stuff around us.
Yeah.
My phone is literally on a Yeti
cooler
right now.
Yeah, this is no office.
But it's what we're working with.
Yeah.
At least it's not a trampoline.
Yeah. I'm gonna get some sound padding equipment.
Oh yeah, we can get some blankets and put them everywhere. Yeah, dude, I'm down, dude.
Cause we got hella blankets, bro.
You're right.
Like, we only really need, like, 4 decent-sized blankets.
Yeah. We really do.
Because this is not that big of a space. It's only like... I don't know.
If we get to 100 estimated audience, we'll come out to our parents about us having a podcast.
Yeah. Maybe.
Most likely, though.
Most likely.
Definitely 150. Definitely 150.
I don't want to place my bet on 150.
If we get 150 people who enjoy our podcast, we'll come out to our parents.
That's if they do not find about it.
Yeah, that's if they don't find about it before. But I don't know. Thing one's parents already found it.
They probably don't even know that it's us.
They probably don't even, yeah. They probably like it and whatchamacallit.
Don't know it's us.
Yeah, don't know it's us.
That'd be crazy, though.
That would be crazy. So crazy. Oh, what do you want to talk about? Thing one?
I'm not sure. Oh, and at like, definitely at 100, name reveals.
Yeah, definitely at 100 name reviews. Reveals. Y'all get to know our names? Yeah, sure, yeah. 100 name reveal, 150, we're coming out to our parents, so we have a podcast.
200 feet pics.
200? Oh, yeah. No, 1,000 feet pics, dude. We might do a specific category on Patreon for feet pics, dude.
If you're into that.
Dude, anyone who's watching this podcast likes feet. Like, come on.
I'm not gonna say you're wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say you're right.
Because watching a podcast isn't a thing.
Just go kill yourself.
Hey, can't say that. It's child-friendly podcast, my dude. we're teenager to adult audience.
Teenager to college.
Yeah. We have 60-year-olds watching our podcast.
Oh, and like... at like 200, I guess, we'll do age
shout
videos.
Out to those Germans who are watching our podcast right now.
We'll do, like...
Probably don't know what the hell heck you're saying, dude.
I didn't say hell.
No.
Yeah.
Our last episode was named Heck Thing 1 because you left. Why'd you leave? Why'd you leave, dude?
I was tired. I took a nap.
Yeah. I never take naps, dude. And I still am a night owl. Dude, me, Kat,
I took a nap because I was like...
Me and Thing One are night owls, dude.
Dude, I'm a hardcore night owl, but like...
Dude, I'd be down if I had my phone and didn't... I get bored at night.
Dude,
so.
If you show me a damn good anime, I binged almost a whole 24... But it was in...
Hopefully y'all didn't hear that.
But it was in good context. It was in good context. Because if you give me a good anime to watch, like, binge-worthy anime, I'm a night owl to it. Like, if you give me a good anime, I'll watch it. Shout out to Parasite.
Shout out to Elf and Lie, dude.
They don't sponsor us. I just like their anime. It's a good anime. No shout out to the movie because it's disgusting and I hate it.
You haven't even seen it.
I haven't, but its CGI is terrible.
Everything CGI, even Detective Pokemon CGI was crap.
Oh, dude. It had an okay storyline, but like. Yeah.
The CGI, dude. Jurassic Park CGI is better than that. Like, come on.
And that movie was like made in like 2013.
Yeah. Shout out to Jurassic Park and the Jurassic World series, dude.
I watched them. They were good.
I loved the Jurassic Park series. I also liked Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
I do not like Lord of the
Rings. Lord of the Rings, yeah. That's a thing.
I don't like it. It's just not that interesting. It's too I boomer like it. For me.
It's too what?
Boomer.
Boomer? There's no boomers in there besides Gandalf.
I get confused by The Hobbit and,
Yeah, Gandorf and, like, or, like, Ganon,
Ganondorf?
Ganondorf.
I get confused by the two series.
Harry Potter and...
The Chamber of the...
The Chamber of Gas.
Yeah.
Hey, the only secret there is the bones of,
Let's move on!
Yeah.
That was dark. Oh, my God.
Life's awesome.
Bro, honestly, I agree.
When I turn 18 and I move out, I'm gonna find a house, dude. I'm gonna find a house.
It sounds like such a weird remark.
That I'm gonna find a house?
Yes, because, like, bro, I'm not gonna find a house.
You can live with me, dude. We're going to live with each other, dude. Because how are we going to continue the podcast, dude?
If we start making bank.
Well, we will. We will. We just got to perceive. We got to persevere, dude. You know?
Persevere.
We got to persevere. We started this podcast like a month ago.
Yeah. So, several attempts.
Several attempts on different ways.
Yeah, but I think this is the...
Yeah, we need to start with the no cursing. No cursing.
We didn't curse that much, but like...
Yeah, we didn't curse that much the second time around, but the first time... Ugh.
We're packing heat.
Yeah, we're packing bags, dude.
It wasn't, like, bad words. It was just, like, we'd say the F word every other...
Second.
Or, yeah. Like, every other word, we'd be saying a bad word. And I was like... Because we weren't saying, like... I don't know.
We weren't saying racist slurs and stuff. We were just saying, you know...
Just...
Mean stuff, man.
Bro, I effing love this show. It's so effing good. I wish you guys could effing watch it with me. I effing love you guys. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I could have said S word like that, but no, because... I almost did.
I don't think cursing is the way to approach because
And the audio is bad. Like I'm pretty sure I have ADHD.
So you're just bouncing around the whole time.
I'm bouncing around. That'd be poor quality. But we're in a shed now.
We're in a shed, so thing one is playing Bop. And I'm sitting here talking to y'all because I'm using my phone for recording.
Yeah. I'm also talking.
Yeah. Cap?
I said cat.
Why would you say cat? No. I hate cats. But there's only one circumstance that I'd like a cat.
If it was totally chill. I want dogs.
Dude, I love dogs in every circumstance. shout out to all dogs, dude.
Bro, shout out to animals. Shout out to PETA.
I like a good, I don't know. I don't know what I like anymore, dude. Oh,
I thought that
there
was,
comes the light, dude.
I thought that was thing one walking or thing two walking in.
Well, call him, and beg him.
You beg him.
No.
Mick beg him.
Because he's already done a lot for me. I'm not going to annoy him anymore. You can annoy him, though.
Because he's not going to beat me up.
Yeah, he's not going to beat you up. He can't beat me up either, but I'm just saying, I don't want to be too much
of a... You don't want the smoke.
What?
You don't want the smoke.
Dude, he can't give any smoke. Nor can you.
You can't either.
Dude, I would clap your cheeks.
In your dreams.
Dude, don't even.
Bro. You cannot clap cheeks, bro.
You can't?
Yeah, I'm not saying I can.
I'm not saying I can. I'm just saying I clap cheeks. I'm not saying I can deliver smoke.
Do you hear that, like...
Yeah, it's like a leaf blower or something. If y'all didn't know, we are not adults. So, yes.
So, yes.
Dude, if
teenagers?
Yeah.
I'm in my early teens, but...
I'm like mid-teens. And, dude, what if everyone at our school starts listening to our podcast and they don't know it's us?
That would be freaking weird.
That would be super weird.
That would just be freaking
strange. They're like, do you listen to White People Will Be Like? And I'm like, yeah, I sure do. And they're like, dude, I wonder who's the people who made it. And lo and behold,
us.
Us.
That would be so weird.
Then when we finally tell them, all the thoughts come swarming in.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram? What's your Snapchat? What's your Twitter?
I have Snapchat. I have real friends.
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't have Snapchat. Heck that, dude.
Why? Just call them. Don't snap them.
Yeah, just call them or hang FaceTime. Out. Go to the mall. Like, have the other thoughts.
Katie.
Katie?
Yeah.
Katie.
Code name for neighbor.
You're my neighbor, too.
Shut up. You know which neighbor I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Jeremy?
What?
Jeremy.
Jeremy. Oh, thing two is going to kiss Katie's dad when he moves out. It's going to be the funniest thing ever. We put $200. We put $200 on the bet.
And gas money to Florida.
And gas money to RBH House in Florida. When y'all move out, are y'all taking the PCs?
Yeah.
Both?
They just won't have a use for them.
Just steal them?
Unless they're like boomer.
Yeah.
Probably get like a third PC by the time I move out. I'm probably going to get my own PC for myself.
Yeah. My mom says, but you can get yourself a PC after you buy yourself a car. And I'm like, well, get me a car. He's like, yeah, we'll buy you a car under $4,000, and you can pay us $2,000 for it.
Wasn't that what they did with Brexit?
Brexit, yeah.
Not to use real names.
Brexit. What kind of a name is that, dude?
If you Brexit. Name your child Brexit, just get help, please.
Yeah, just like go throw yourself into a Stonefire pizza oven. Dude, the light looks blue coming in from here, dude.
Damn.
Dude, it looks like a post-apocalyptic world, dude. I'm going here straight first if there's an apocalypse.
Exactly, dude. This is like...
Because I'm grabbing the canoes, and I'm sailing down the...
Harpeth.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah, the Harpeth...
That's its nickname.
Yeah. We named it the Harp Lake, or like the Harp. It's so the soothing. Harp Creek.
It's so soothing because you know how a harp is soothing, and it wasn't that classy to call it a harp, so we just called it the Harpeth.
The Harp Gay, am I right?
The Harp Gay.
Okay, we're gonna end this episode right here. Thank y'all so much for listening.
See ya.
We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.